Here's our intro. Fountains of Wayne.
Okay.
You sing like Stacey's mom. Uh-huh. Stacey's mom has got like, and then I interrupt you and I say, no. Fountains of Youth, not Fountains of Wayne. People are going to get it.
No.
Yes, they will. No, I promise you.
It's old. Was it 2003? It's like 20 years old now. You're dating yourself 100%.
Oh, when did Stacey's mom come out? I'm and typing into my notes.
And this, it's 2003. And this is Strangers Still.
Welcome to Stranger Still,
a podcast where we stay young forever.
Because we're going to live forever, John.
Because we're going to drink special water.
That's John.
And you're Nick.
How's it going, man?
Pretty good. I'm aging every day.
That's true.
And I think this podcast is going to revitalize both of us a little bit.
I think it will. I'm actually, I'm really excited for this episode because I don't know what compelled me to do this episode, but I was like, we haven't done anything historical in a while.
Yeah.
And what's like historical and fun and falls under our purview. And then it just like hit me as I was just like walking somewhere. I was like, Fountain of Youth. It's got to be Fountain of Youth.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be Fountain of Youth.
All right. Jesus.
And I thought we already did this, but that was the Holy Grail that we did before.
Yeah. This is in our adjacent to Indiana Jones movies series.
He doesn't look for the... That's Pirates of the Caribbean that looks for the Fountain of Youth.
It's not out yet. It's in Indiana Jones 7.
Oh, with Shia LaBeouf.
He's looking for the Fountain of Youth because he's going to be 90.
Yeah.
And he's going to be walking around like,
Not saving you on this one.
What do you say?
I got to get to the Harrison Fjord.
Thank you.
Get it? Because Fountain of Youth.
Fjord. I didn't learn about the fjord yet.
What?
I'm sure you'll explain that later.
No. Well, a fjord is like a river.
Oh.
Which is a body of water. And you can... Okay.
Well, now we got to that part of the podcast. There you go. You proved me right.
Anyway, the reason I'm excited for this episode is because I found out a lot of really cool things about history that I'm excited to share with my friend John. When's he get here?
Yeah.
Because he hasn't arrived yet.
Nice.
So John, what is the Fountain of Youth?
Fountain of Youth is a body of water that you put into your body of water.
Uh-huh.
And then you get little in age.
Yes. Little in age. You Benjamin Button your way to a little boy.
Yep.
Something about that sounds wrong. But
well, doesn't it just like keep you young? It doesn't make you younger.
I mean, there's several different fountains of youth. Typically, it's like it's some sort of water source. It could be like a fountain, like a bird fountain or something. It could be a river. It could be a pond. It could be a spring in the ground. Whatever it is, you can drink from it, bathe in it, rub it on your ankles, and it will restore your youth one way or another. It can, in some instances, make you immortal.
Through nootropics, right?
Nootropics?
Yeah.
You're going to have to educate me.
Those are those brain things that everybody tries to sell. That we'll have to do a full episode on that.
Oh, I'm learning something here. Next week, nootropics.
Yeah, maybe.
But if you're an old man, you might become a young boy again.
If you're a young boy, you might be a little fetus.
Yes. Or just like you just might become immortal. You don't age past where you're at.
You pop and do disappearance.
Yeah. If you're a baby. Isn't that like an episode of Futurama or something? They're like in a swirling pool of de-aging stuff and they're like going to become little protozoa if they don't get out of there or something.
Yeah.
Futurama is such a good show.
It is a very good show.
Anyway, that's what a fountain of youth is. When you were a kid, were you ever exposed to like the myth of the Fountain of Youth?
Yeah, and I don't remember how or where. It's just something that like you hear about, but yeah. I can't associate it. It's probably like something that they cover on like Rugrats.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
or like Nickelodeon shows. That's probably how I learned about a lot of stuff
Oh, maybe it was in like Legends of the... I bet it was on Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Yeah, probably something like that.
I'll look that up.
All right.
After, when we go to break later on.
Deal.
I had heard of it because I did a history report on Juan Ponce de Leon, who famously, maybe most famously, came to America to find the Fountain of Youth, supposedly. We'll get there, because there's a lot of things that stand between the beginning of history and Juan Ponce de Leon. Because if I were to ask you, where do you think the first reference to something similar to a Fountain of Youth cropped up? When would you pinpoint that in history?
Ancient Egypt. That's my drum roll.
Not quite. A little bit after that.
Okay. So, I mean, close enough. Everything originates in ancient Egypt. Yeah. We've already went over that.
Well.
For, what is this, 100 episodes?
100 and some, yeah. So, the first reference-ish pops up in ancient Greece. First, there was this goddess, Hebe, which I'm probably saying wrong. I practiced saying all of these and I forgot all of it, so just bear with me, people. She was the goddess of youth, and there were many tales of some source of water that she would provide that could provide youth to those that drank or bathed in it. Never really said that it was a fountain or anything. It just was a source of water, river.
How many
something like that.
Beauty products do you think are named Hebe?
We'll Google that too.
Yeah.
There's also this
Gives me the Hebe Jebes, you know?
The Hebe Jebes. Jebele, 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 jebele. What's one that? Person that's from Strong Bad Email. One person out there is going to get it. It's from the episode Bottom 10.
Wow.
I know that off the top of my head.
What a wealth of knowledge.
Anyway, speaking of wealth of knowledge, there's this historian in ancient Greece named Herodotus, which is another one I practiced and am definitely saying wrong. Many people considered him the father of modern history. What I mean is, he was like the first person to research events that happened and then write them down.
Yeah, in the form of a podcast where he realized, oh, everything originated in ancient Egypt.
Yeah.
100 years ago or something.
Oh, maybe Herodotus found the Fountain of Youth and you're him.
There you go.
Is that what's going on? Mm-hmm. Is that what you are saying? Well, anyway, he wrote about a group of people.
Yeah, if this was real, that person would just still be the same age today.
Yeah. So, well, he found it and he is.
Okay.
So. Anyway, he wrote about a group of people called Macrobians that lived in Africa, somewhere probably near modern day Ethiopia. And he wrote, that when the, coast dwelling people, it's much easier for me to say, showed wonder at the number of the years, he led them to a fountain wherein they had washed. They found their flesh all glossy and sleek as if they had bathed in oil, and a scent came from the spring like that of violets. The water was so weak, they said, that nothing would float in it, neither wood nor any lighter substance, but all went to the bottom. If the account of this fountain be true, it would be their constant use of the water from which it makes them so long lived. And he said that they lived well past like 140 years old.
So, like, you can't really bathe in it, it'll just sink to the bottom.
Well, I mean, if it's shallow, you're fine.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, in my mind, I was like, that's
or really
scary.
Doggy paddle.
Yeah.
But the story doesn't end there with ancient Greece. You may have heard of Alexander the Great. Have you heard of this guy?
I've heard of Alexander the Good.
But not the Great?
Yeah. What was so great about him, Nick?
Well, it's a good question. Maybe for a different episode. But he was the king of Macedon in ancient Egypt. And there's not a lot about his search for the Fountain of Youth, but supposedly Alexander the Great was worried about his mortality. He was born after Herodotus and had read some of his readings. There's also the legends of Hebe all over the place. So he supposedly, with this inspiration, set off to find the Fountain of Youth. And as it turns out, he found it and still lives among us today. Just kidding, he died when he was in his 30s.
Oh no.
So, a few centuries later, though, we encounter the ancient Nordics, the Vikings, if you want to call them that. Some people might know about the apples of Idun, which I know I'm saying correctly. These are apples, and they're not a fountain or even water, but I felt like I had to bring them up. There's these apples that sometimes they're depicted as golden apples that when you eat them, they would grant you immortality. And the legend comes up in the story called The Kidnapping of Idun, where Idun has some sort of device that dispenses fruit that upon consumption grants you immortality. Most people call it apples.
But some people call it the heart fruit from Yoshi's Story.
Wahoo! Is that good?
That was really good.
Yeah, thank you.
And you do eat the heart fruit, and then you're invincible.
Right. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
But it could have been any fruit. Most people say it's apples because they were called epli, which simply means fruit, but it's often translated into apple because I think they sound alike. But this was important to Nordic mythology because it would grant immortality to the gods in Asgard as well.
Wow.
And there's water in apples. I'm connecting the dots here.
Yeah, this is all making a lot of sense for me right now.
So this is in the...
Do you think that when Thor found it,
yeah,
he went with his hammer?
Yeah. Is this Morse code?
Norse code.
Podcast is done. So with Nordic, the Nordic people were in the thousands AD, and we haven't had a true documentation of the Fountain of Youth yet. So now that we're here and we don't have the Fountain of Youth, can you tell me when you think the Fountain of Youth will show up in history now?
What?
We haven't talked about the Fountain of Youth. Hasn't popped up yet.
Oh, do you mean in the timeline that you're creating?
Yeah. So now where would you pinpoint the first instance of the Fountain of Youth?
I'm going to say in like the 1800s, my dude.
Whoa, that's very
recent.
I'm going to
skip ahead.
That's very, very
that's
recent.
That's right.
Incorrect.
Oh.
1160s.
Okay, I was off.
Yeah, by a few centuries.
What even happened in the 1160s though, Nick?
Well, I'll tell you. Throughout the Middle Ages, there was this legend of King Prester John that kept popping
up. Oh, I skipped all the knight stuff, huh?
Yeah, all the Middle Ages and all the
dark stuff.
Famine and paintings and stuff. And I might be misunderstanding this, but this letter from King Prester John sounds like the first copypasta ever, which I think is awesome. This letter kept for years, like hundreds of years, tens of years, hundreds of variations were popping up from a King Prester John. Each had its own variation, like some added entire paragraphs. There's several translations.
Dear Prester John, I'm a Nigerian prince and I have a bank account and I'm in need of a transfer.
You're not far off.
Yeah.
you're so much closer than I think you realize. So supposedly the first letter came from a subject of King Prester John who was coming to visit either a pope or the king of France or Emmanuel I, who was the emperor of Byzantine Rome. And it came from an African king named Prester John, Prester being a combination of priest and pastor. For some reason, he had said that he found a kingdom in the east called the Three Indias, which he had become the king of, and it was a veritable utopia. There was no crime, there was no war, there was only peace. The land flowed with honey and milk.
Gross.
It sounds sticky to me.
Imagine milk flowing
everywhere.
It smells
weird.
Where's it coming from? Why is it in a river?
Yeah. He also claimed that there was a Fountain of Youth. And I guess back then, India could refer to like any point on the northern horn of Africa because he said that he was located in present-day Ethiopia and his kingdom had become besieged by barbarians.
Wow, he wrote that in his letter? I'm located in present-day Ethiopia.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said.
Okay.
I think he just said that he was... Like, India was a very vague reference back then, and he has some sort of kingdom that he said he was near. It also depends on which letter you were looking at, because like I said, there were hundreds of variations of this letter. But he supposedly wrote this letter asking for a Christian army to come and rescue his kingdom from these barbarians. And it became so popular that Pope Alexander III sent a person named Master Philip to go find Prester John, and he did. And now Prester John and Master Philip live among us today.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. The kingdom was... There's nothing like this was ever found.
Oh.
Historians...
I was going to say, I bet you he's got a lot of YouTube subscribers, Master Philip.
Surprisingly, 400.
Okay, wow.
Just 400.
Yeah. But he's got one video that's got 1,000 views.
Yeah.
Just because it had good keywords.
And he tells all of his friends, like, dude, I made 2 cents off that video. Historians will disagree on the origin of the story. Some historians believe that it was a tale that came from from Genghis Khan's empire. Other historians think that it was just all made up. I mean, they all think it was all made up, but they think it was just like a work of fiction that circulated as if it was real. But the best explanation I saw that it was either like anti-Byzantine propaganda, which Emmanuel I was the emperor of, or it was meant to wet the mouths of people that wanted to conquer Africa.
Mm. Byzantine fake news.
What?
It's Byzantine fake news, right?
I have no idea.
Okay. It's propaganda. It's fake news. It's in Byzantine. Did I miss something?
No, you said it right. I just don't know what your joke is.
It's not a joke there. I was just clarifying.
Yes, it was fake news.
Okay.
I thought there was some sort of punchline that I was missing.
Oh, yeah. Most things I say sound like a pun.
Right.
Yeah, I get you.
It's very misleading.
Right. We just got to throw some normal ones in there every once in a while.
Keep me on my edge.
Yeah.
Half a century later, that brings us to Juan Ponce de Leon.
Yeah,
dude. You've heard of this guy.
I've heard of the song Ponce de Leon.
I You said this before. I have no idea. Is this like a techno song or something they play at like Super Skate?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that last note throws you off. I'll show it to you after.
Okay. So you don't know Juan Ponce de Leon, you just know the song.
Right.
That sounds
Major
like a
laser.
Someone's going to appreciate this joke. It sounds like a song title from Attack Attack.
Oh, yes, it does. Yeah.
Like Stickly, Ponce de Leon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of Fountain of Youth stories that I had always heard, and when you search it on the internet, all revolve around him. And like I said, I think it was like in the fourth grade, for whatever reason, we were doing history reports. I think it was on people that colonized the United States, and I got stuck with Ponce de Leon.
You look so bummed. How many years ago was this?
Let's see. What, 2001?
Yeah, it would have
been 2001, because that was the year 9/11 happened.
That's a good marker of time.
Well, when everyone asked you where you were, I was in my fourth grade classroom.
I was in New York.
Staring at the television.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out what
they evacuated us from school.
Yeah.
Because they were scared that they're going to be everywhere in New York.
Yeah. Who would have thought we were talking about 9/11 on this episode?
Yeah.
But anyway, I've had him kicking around my head for a while. Ponce de Leon was a Spanish conquistador, and legend has it that he traveled with Christopher Columbus on Chris's second voyage to the New World in 1493, and they ended up meeting some natives in the Caribbean area, or Caribbean if you prefer me to say it that way, who supposedly talked about a Fountain of Youth somewhere near modern-day Cuba. They didn't, I know what you're saying, they didn't call it modern-day Cuba, but for point of reference, modern-day Cuba.
So what did they say then? Yeah, they probably said modern-day Cuba. And can't think of
the... So these rumors would have popped up in like where the Bahamas are these days, and legend has it that he requested royal permission to go to San Juan Bautista, aka Puerto Rico.
Has anyone ever said legend has it and then something true after?
Never in the history of ever, except for everything on Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Right.
So he eventually searched his way up to Bimini and then landed in Florida.
Go Blue Barracudas! Sorry. I got a shot on my team.
My favorite team.
Yeah, everybody's.
Yeah.
Good colors.
Yes.
Yep.
Sorry, I just want to go watch that now.
Yeah, me too.
So he finally landed in Florida in 1513 in search for this legendary Fountain of Youth. And he actually named Florida La Florida after after Easter, which is called Pascua, Florida. I'm not saying it good.
I thought it was Flo Rida.
Flo Rida. I can ride this bike with no handlebars. That was Flo Rida, right?
Was it? I don't know. I never. So. Okay.
But he found the Fountain of Youth and still lives among us today. And that's the end of our episode. Should we go to a break?
What?
No. Basically, everything I just said is all made up. It probably.
Not just today, but every episode so far.
Yes. Up to this point.
Right. Yikes.
I don't have a follow up to that.
No.
It's just the truth.
Okay.
So, this is all, like, this is probably what came up in my history report, and it's also what comes up on Wikipedia. I was just doing some poking around to see if what they had, and it basically says, like, he went to Florida to find the Fountain of Youth. However, the truth, as is often in real life, is much less interesting, but still interesting. Don't turn the podcast off. Turns out, he was just in search of power, like every other human being ever is, like, you meet a politician, they don't care about anything other than just wanting power and money in their pocket.
Not all of them, Nicholas, would. Don't get me
wrong. Sorry, I didn't mean to step on you. That was a weird impression.
You only hurt my feelings 1%.
The other 99%, it's okay.
It was a little slide.
So in 1504, he demolished a rebellion of native Taino people in the Bahamas and became governor of the island, where he forced the native people to grow his crops and livestock. And then 4 years later, in 1508, he was granted royal permission to conquer Puerto Rico, aka San Juan Bautista, but was pushed out by Chris Columbus's son 2 years later. And then after that, he was allowed to conquer, and by allowed, I mean he's sending letters to the king at the time of Spain trying to get permission to conquer these. He went on to conquer Bimini, eventually making his way up the Florida Keys and the land of Florida. Anyway, the point was he was frequently requesting this permission from whoever was king at the time. And in those letters, which historians have recovered, he had never once mentioned wanting to conquer these for a Fountain of Youth. He never even mentioned rumors of a Fountain of Youth, let alone any sort of water source that would
Dang.
Grant you.
Never heard about it.
Yeah. He wanted to conquer these for power. He wanted to rule people, plain and simple. That's all he wanted, and he did it for a good decade or two, and he killed a lot of native people in the process, eventually died from an arrow shot from a native Floridian. So where did this myth come from? Now, this is the interesting part to me, because it's like a perfect mirror of, even though this happened 600-ish years ago, things never change. So one theory is that people came up with this story just to disparage and discredit him. They wanted him to seem weak and sexually impotent, so they came up with this story that he was looking for a fountain of youth to restore his sexual potency and revitalize his youth.
Yeah, good.
And then someone named Hernando de Escalante Fontaneda wrote of Ponce de León's search in his memoirs, which led a lot of credit to this myth. A lot of people thought that it was authentic because it was in someone's memoirs, but historians now believe that it was just all drummed up for entertainment purposes, not actually the truth. Now, if you go to Florida, there's a city, St. Augustine, that has really leaned into this myth a lot. They claim to have a fountain of youth, but it's just like a fountain. They know it's like a grand tree of immortality. They have a Fountain of Youth archaeological park, which is where the Fountain of Youth is located. But it's like an open museum area. I don't know how to describe it.
Like a almost like a national park?
Yeah, but like with attractions. When I think national park, I think like go hiking and stuff.
Yeah.
But this is like, here's a plaque with information on it.
Yeah.
You can also have weddings there. So there you go. And so part of the reason that I wanted to do this episode was because I was like, I guarantee someone is like, no.
This is real.
King Prester John is real. Ponce de León almost found the Fountain of Youth, or did, and people covered it up.
Yeah.
I couldn't find a single person out there.
Really?
Trying to seek out a Fountain of Youth.
Wow.
I even went to like the 7th page of Bing and I didn't find anything.
That's one of the funniest things ever, by the way, is when you find deep cut conspiracy theorists. Like, there was someone talking about this on, I think, the Majority Report. They were listening to a Flat Earth podcast.
Yeah.
And they always get callers in, and the callers will be like, you're already committed to believing the Earth is flat. Yeah. You're already committed to believing, oh, and it's all a conspiracy and everything's a cover up. But then they're like, yeah, man, clouds are not real. And they always look like they're always rising. And then the host of the Flat Earth podcast is like, no, that's stupid. It's just water vapor. And yeah. When they explain the actual science behind one thing, they can't wrap their heads around, but everything else they buy into.
Yeah.
It's just the best. I just love it.
There's a lot of infighting in communities like that, which is funny to me. But these days, if you look up like modern Fountain of Youth searches or stuff like that, it all just comes up with like stem cell research or plastic surgery or things that extend life expectancy, post-humanism, things we've talked about before. Mm-hmm. I think Penn and Teller did an episode of BS, bull crap, where they talked about, it's called Fountain of Youth, but they talk about how like all the lengths people go to stay young, which is just really dumb. You should just let yourself get old. Getting old is a beautiful thing. So just do it.
Oh my God. Nick's ear just fell off onto his shoulder.
I was wondering what that was.
Yeah.
I didn't want to look.
Ew. Oh, it's embarrassing myself. It's connected by a strand. It's gross. Could you at least take it? Yeah. Okay.
So after the break, we got two things. I'm going to find out if the Fountain of Youth was on Legends of the Hidden Temple, and I'm like 99.9% sure it is. And I'm going to, we'll talk about whether or not you would love to live forever.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's an interesting one.
Right after the break. Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
Where can people find us?
You can find us on strangestheshow.com.
You can also find us on Facebook.
And on Twitter.
You can leave us a review wherever you're listening to us. That's the best way for people to find us. And hey.
If you're going to leave us a review, don't only shout it out loud, hey, this is great, where you're listening to us right now, but do it on iTunes,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's helpful. We talked a little bit about the Patreon last week, but I realized that I barely said anything about it. So I want to wet everyone's whistle a little bit and entice them to go. So
with a little fountain water.
As of recording, we still have a little setup to do on it just because we want it to be good, and to give you things. So the things that I do know is we're going to have 3 tiers. If you want to give us some money, $1, $5, and $10. For $1 a month, you get access to our Discord, where we'll chat, discuss episodes, post pictures of like us in the studio.
Talk smack.
Yeah. I imagine
about anti-vaxxers.
Yeah. behind their backs.
Yeah.
We might even do a couple swears. That's always fun.
Oh, man.
We might post pictures.
Which one
are
you going to do first?
Probably.
I'm going to do the X word, probably.
What's that one?
You guys are on Discord.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll post pictures of us playing on Little Mac. We'll post pictures of our silent cast members like Oscar the Couch and Three Star. Oh, and then we'll also like post polls in there. So like episode topics and names for the silent cast members and stuff. We'll post them in there and take those votes more to heart than anyone else's vote because you gave us a dollar.
Yeah.
And then $5 a month is you'll get to join the Discord, but we're also going to give you all of the bonus episodes that we've done in the past, which is like 15, 16 or so. And then we'll keep doing monthly bonus episodes going forward. So
that's
least
a whole weekend, man, of us in your head.
Yeah, that's quite a while.
My you could clean ones, a lot of rooms with that.
My favorite ones were 2 months ago, we read fan fiction to each other. We've talked about this a couple times.
Yeah, release it somehow, but we can't do it in a regular stream because of the content.
Yeah,
it's just
we'll have to do
extreme
a video version of it, I think. And then put on the Discord first and Patreon and then release it to everyone else.
Yep.
As of that. And
yeah.
$10, you'll get all that. And then once a year, we're going to put out or we're going to send out some sort of merchandise to people that have given us $10. And this year, we're going to send out a t-shirt that you designed.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be the one with the like Ouija board pattern.
That's my favorite
one. That's my favorite one. So yeah. I want to send that out to people that really want to support our show and really like us. And as always, we're not asking you to if you can't afford it, but it certainly will help. There's a lot of things that I want to do that require money, like purchasing dowsing rods. And
yeah,
one thing I really want to do is to get a free energy kit, and then we'll build it and talk about it on the show. So if you want to hear stuff like that.
That'd be a fun video, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you can go to Patreon. It's on our website as well, strangerstillshow.com, and support us that way. So, John, you've been waiting forever to find out if there's an episode of Legends of the Hidden Temple that featured the Fountain of Youth, and I am so excited to tell you that there was.
Yeah.
It was the 18th episode. I don't know why it says it was the 21st episode to complete production as well as the 21st to air, but it was the 18th episode? I don't care. So, the moat crossing, the red jaguars, purple parrots, blue bear, cudas, and green monkeys made it across. At the steps of knowledge, only the green monkeys and blue barracudas succeeded. Red jaguars tried to buzz in, but they got the wrong answer, and the purple parrots didn't even make it onto a step. the temple games, the blue barracudas won, they won one pendant.
This is the only sport I care about.
I know, right? We could do a whole podcast about
I could just listen to this. We should do a fantasy version of this. Fantasy Legends of the Hidden Temple teams.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the green monkeys won 2 pendants, so they got to go onto the temple run. And they were unable to reach the artifact. They were able to put the silver monkey together. That was pretty good. But they didn't reach the artifact and unfortunately lost. So that's too bad.
Oof. Yeah, it was a tough year.
Did you know that Nickelodeon put out a TV movie based on Legends of the Hidden Temple?
No, I think I might have heard something about it. It sounds familiar, but I don't.
Yeah. There was one scene where they have to put together a silver monkey.
Really?
And nobody can do it. Just like in the show, they're like, oh, this is easy. And they get up there and they're like, no, the head goes, no, no, turn the face.
That's the most frustrating thing.
Right. So they totally tongue-in-cheek reference that in the movie twice. And like, they're trying to put it together and like nightfall comes and day rises and they're still working on it. It's pretty funny. That movie wasn't nearly as bad as I thought it was going to be, but I would never watch it again.
I might watch a YouTube clip.
Yeah, I'm sure it's out there. So, John, would you like to live forever?
Yeah.
Really?
Would you not? Most people, I feel like, say no.
I have 2 answers.
Okay.
No, unless.
You can opt out?
Unless I get uploaded somewhere. So, here's the thing. I don't want to be a burden.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I don't, like, I see myself being one of those old people that moves really slowly because I don't take care of my body and being a burden on my daughter when I'm 80 years old. And I just don't want to do that. I don't want to take up more space than I need to. I don't want to inconvenience anyone else.
Well, you don't want to be horribly decrepitly old.
Yeah.
This is like you have a fountain of youth in front of you. You could be as you are right now forever.
Yeah, but then I'm like, I'm overstaying my welcome on this earth by a long shot.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm evolutionarily speaking, I am destined to live a certain length. which is actually only like 20 years long enough to reproduce. And after that, I'm basically useless. Yeah. So I don't want to overstay my welcome, you know?
So are you already useless? Oh, well, your daughter has to grow up first, right?
Yeah, I can raise her, but like my reproduction is done.
Okay.
So
a lot of information.
But if I can upload myself to a consciousness where I'm not in anyone's way, I'm not taking up resources on this earth, I'm not overstaying my welcome other than just some bytes on a server somewhere.
Sure. Absolutely. I think I'm the opposite. Because
really?
Because who controls that server? And what if they decide, oh, we're going to run the hell software now?
As long as I have a self-destruct feature where I can just like, well, there's a virus and it's taken over my leg and I'm using some code. So delete my code, please. Send me to the recycle bin.
Wow. Even in destroying your own life, you still recycle.
Yeah.
Look at you.
I don't want to be a burden on any facet of anything.
All right. How about now you're John, you're me.
Yeah.
And you're
I'm like, a breatharian.
Right. You're breatharian. I wouldn't have to eat anything.
Yeah.
That's the first plus.
Right. I'm not taking up like any resources other than some electricity, but we've already discovered renewable energy.
But hold on. We're saying you're going to live forever. Did we already decide that you have to eat food and water and
stuff? If I'm on a server.
That you didn't specify. Like, I'm going to live forever. Okay.
Okay.
Do I have to eat?
If you're immortal, no, you don't.
Yeah. So I could be breatharian. I'm not taking up any resources. Doesn't that change your answer?
Taking up space.
Oh, no. Space. The whole planet's going to explode at some point, and then you're going to be alone walking around, and you're going to be with the other bozo who said, yeah, I'll live forever. And then it's just you two, and what if you don't get along?
You and Jerry.
Yeah. You're going to speak the same language.
Yeah. There was time. No, it's like a Twilight Zone episode for sure. Apparently yesterday, I wasn't there for this. My daughter asked, I don't even know how she asked it, but she asked basically when is the end of times? And I don't know the context or how she said it, but it started off innocent, like, when's the end of days or something like that? And Shelby's like, well, when you go to sleep, you wake up into the next day. And she's not like, no, when are there no more days?
That's amazing.
She's actually really smart. I got to tell this story, too. I was kind of blown away because she was asking what causes nighttime, and we're of the school of thought that no matter what the question is and how exhausted we are of answering the same question, we will always answer her.
Yeah,
because we don't want to be those parents that are just like, because it is.
Yeah, I hate them. They're at Walmart. I see them all the time.
Yeah, so we said, well, that's a big question, honey. We actually live on a really big ball, and we are on one tiny little part of that ball, and that ball is spinning around. And when the part of the ball that we're on is facing the sun, it's daytime, and then it spins around. And when we're not looking at the sun, that's nighttime. So, and she's like, yeah, but what creates like the sunset? So we said, well, when it's turning and it's going away from us, then it starts to turn to nighttime, and that's when you get the sunset. And she said, so what's on the other side of the earth? And we said, well, that's a really long ways away. And our friend Josh lives there.
Yeah.
And
listen to our Hong Kong episode.
Yeah. Yeah. He's been on, I think, two episodes now. Actually, three if you count references, because I got his advice for the Zodiac.
Oh, yeah. He should have came on for the COVID-19.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought about doing a follow-up to that.
We should.
Since it has kind of exploded. But she said, so when it's morning for us, is it nighttime for Joshua?
Oh my God.
Which I thought was adorable on two accounts, because she put that together. We never even talked about morning.
Yeah.
Or anything like that. And she called him Joshua, which we never do. But I think there's a kid. I think there's a kid in her class that goes by Joshua, and that's where she got
that's
it from.
That's amazing.
So she just constantly, like, there's times as a parent when you're explaining these really tough questions that your child asks and you have no idea if they're receiving any of the information. But sometimes they ask questions like that and you're like, yes.
That's amazing.
She understands we live on a giant ball. Yeah. So being a parent is fun.
Yeah, damn.
So anyway, that's the end of this episode. I'm still Nick.
I'm still John.
This is Stranger Still.